And this coming week, we've got the wonderful Paul Sinner coming to Liverpool to play the Hot Water Comedy Club. It's going to be a fantastic night. And I'm delighted to be joined by him in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt. Love to be here.
Great to have you up. And you were just saying you've not been up the Tower before, so a nice day for it.
I've been to Liverpool about 125 million times in the last 3 years for one reason or another, but I've not been up this tower, so I'm really pleased to be here.
I saw you last year it was actually, at the Floral Pavilion just over the water in New Brighton.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have seen you perform live before.
Remember that gig very well.
It was thoroughly enjoyable.
Thank you.
So how much do you enjoy coming to this area of the world?
It sounds like I'm just saying this to be obsequious to the listeners, but Liverpool is basically my favourite city. It's not entirely unselfish. I just get recognised everywhere because Liverpool are the biggest fans of the Chase that you could possibly find. And so I really enjoy coming here. I've drunk at virtually every single bar and club in the city over the last 3 or 4 years. It's kind of my second home, and I just love it here. And I'm really looking forward to coming on March the 10th.
And Hot Water Comedy Club's an amazing venue as well.
Well, they've certainly put the work in, haven't they? They've taken it from scratch. Now they've got two venues, one in Seal Street and the one where I'm playing in Hardman Street, and they pack them in every day of the week, actually. I was about to say every Friday and Saturday, but it's pretty much every day of the week.
And you yourself, you mentioned the Chase. Obviously, that's kind of one side of your career. And then you've got your comedy career as well, and both of them are going so well.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. It's busy, busy, busy. Trying to juggle the two isn't always easy. And it's just been revealed that I'm going to be on the next series of Taskmaster as well, on Dave. So you can imagine how busy it's been. I've not just been quizzing and I've not just been doing comedy gigs, I've been doing ludicrously difficult tasks as well. So it's been hard maintaining the balancing act has not been easy.
I'll get on to Taskmaster in a moment because I absolutely love that show. But you talk about maintaining the balance. How do you find the time to write comedy material and to kind of swat up on all the stuff that you need for the Chase as well?
It's not easy. I don't really know the answer to the question. I mean, I'm constantly... without a computer, without a phone, I don't know where I'd be. I mean, I'm one of those people that's always on some sort of device, whether it's learning stuff, emailing my agent, contacting family and friends, whatever. I barely have time now to communicate with people in real life. I'm constantly juggling. After this interview, I'm going to be on a train to Sheffield. And I'm looking forward to spending 2 hours reading facts on my phone in the 2 hour journey from Liverpool to Sheffield, because that's my life, that's what I do.
Which came first for you, comedy or quizzing?
Very much comedy. I did my first ever gig in June 1995. Turned professional in, if you can call it that, in 1999. Went full time about 2007. And started taking comedy seriously, quizzing seriously rather, in about 2008. So 10 years ago, my word, 10, 11 years ago. It still feels like yesterday when I made the decision to try and become good at quizzing. I was always into quizzing as a kid, but real life kind of takes over and you drift out. And I was unaware that there's a whole world out there of people that take it really, really seriously. The kind of people that I used to see on 15 to 1 and Mastermind and University Challenge. Well, there's a world where we all meet, we all know each other, we all communicate. Well, 6 degrees of separation, you're no more than 6 degrees of separation from another great quizzer in this world. And when I got onto the Chase, I already knew Mark and Anne and Sean from quizzing against them and indeed with them from time to time.
Amazing. And just in terms of comedy as well, it seems to be an amazing time to be a comedian at the moment because there are so many different TV channels throwing out comedy shows and live comedy as well is getting so well supported as well.
Well, certainly in this city, it couldn't be any more well supported. It's fantastic. There's the Laughter House, there's the Philharmonic, as you mentioned, the Floral Pavilion. There's all sorts of gigs going on. So it does feel like a good time to be a comedian. Unfortunately, that means that at the age of 48, I'm starting to look a bit middle-aged compared to some of the young bucks that are coming through. And that's one of the things that I talk about in my show. The show is about ageing. It's called The Two Ages of Man. And it's about my theory that there are two ages. You're on your way up and you're on your way out. and when you're on your way out, as I feel that metaphorically I am in many ways, it's harder to keep up with the eager, hungry young pups that are coming through. But you know what? I'll fight the good fight.
It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time and I'm speaking to a comedian, Paul Sinner, who I'm sure you all recognise off your TV screen as well from The Chase. In terms of your show then, for people who haven't seen you perform comedy before, what kind of comedy would you describe yourself as doing?
Well, there's two sorts of comedy, really. There's the comedy that you do for 10 to 20 minutes in a comedy club on a Friday and Saturday night at the Hot Water or the Laughter House, whatever, where you're going bang, 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 bang for 20 minutes. And then there's the longer form, which is what I call storytelling with jokes. I've got a story to tell about why I believe that I'm on my way out, and it's just packed with jokes left, right and centre, but also longer stories as well. So don't expect me to tell people sat at the front row what I've done with their mum or anything sort of crude or like that. Expect a more thoughtful but equally funny sort of comedy.
I've seen you before, as I say, and it's brilliant. Well worth getting down to. So it is Sunday the 10th of March. If you fancy getting tickets to this, it will be brilliant at Hot Water Comedy Club. If we just get on to Taskmaster, if you don't mind me asking.
Not at all.
Absolutely love this show. And I was very excited to see yourself in the new series. We've got Joe Thomas from The Inbetweeners as well. Looks like a really good lineup.
It is a really good lineup, but at this stage, none of us literally have any idea how any of us have done. We're recording in the studio at the end of March when it all becomes clear as to how we've done. But until now, we've got literally no idea how any of the rest of us have done on the tasks. And sometimes we'll flunk a task and we just look morose. They'll just say, "You don't know how anyone else has done yet," and you just don't know. And that's quite part of the excitement of it is. We have no idea at what level any of us are either geniuses or idiots.
Were you a fan of the show before you got offer?
Very much so. I was unbelievably humbled because it's such a step up. I mean, in London, you get posters on the tube,
yes,
advertising it, and so I've warned my mum and dad. You might see something weird on the underground staring out at you at some stage. Just be prepared for it.
And Greg Davis and Alex Ornett are such a brilliant double act.
They are, and I'm lucky enough to have worked with them on numerous occasions over the years, although I've not seen Greg for a while, because Greg doesn't do as much live comedy as he used to. But yeah, I've known Alex Horn for nearly 20 years and Greg for about 15, so there is some history there.
Obviously, you can't tell us what tasks you've done or anything like that, but were there any that you just thought, how am I going to do this?
Yeah, loads. Absolutely loads. I'm good at words and numbers. That's my skill set. I'm good at learning facts. I'm good at maths. I'm not good at visuospatial stuff. I'm not an artist as such. I can't see colours. I'm quite dyspraxic and impractical with my hands. I'm making my excuses early. But let's just say that there's quite a lot of tasks where I just thought to myself, I have no idea what's going on here.
Well, hopefully you've done yourself really good, and we will find out later in the year when the new series of Taskmaster is out. And just finally, The Chase as well. What an amazing thing that is for anyone's career, but for yourself and the other chasers. Anne's done so well out of it, going on I'm a Celebrity and things like that. It must have done so much for your career.
Absolutely. It's put bums on seats, to put it simply, because people now know who I am. And, you know, you mentioned that comedy's thriving, but what that means is more and more people are on television. And that's what you need to get a little edge over in terms of awareness over other live acts. Is you need people to have seen them. You need people to have seen you on something. So although I'll say that my comedy persona is absolutely nothing like my tea time quiz persona, I'm grateful for the audience.
I have to say, there are clips that go around social media every now and again of Bradley Walsh absolutely losing it at a question. I think the most famous one is probably the downhill skier, Fanny Schmeller, and losing it at that. Are there any questions that have come up and you look at and go, and you just completely lost it?
No. It's weird because that corpsing thing doesn't really happen anymore because nobody's surprised. When a rude word comes up now, nobody corpses, but they just go, "Oh, they put a rude word on." people tend to corpse when people say funny things. That's when you corpse, and that happens quite a lot. Sometimes it's just too dirty to make the edit.
Absolutely brilliant. Right, get down and see Paul, 10th of March at the Hot Water Comedy Club. It's going to be amazing. Thank you for your time this afternoon, and enjoy your time in Liverpool later this month.
Thank you very much, Matt.